BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, here is today's Scott Mills Daily. It's back in your life, so you can go to sleep to it or whatever you normally do to our podcast. Innuendo bingo. From a particularly unimpressed Rob the Bank for the first and definitely last time he plays along in new music we trust. We've got brand new music from Chris's mate Sir Dossa, Real or No Real, featuring Men Called Jeff, and our quest for Chris to be Rear of the Year continues. You know, yesterday I said I would get onto the Rear of the Year people for you.
Oh, yes.
To see if you could be eligible for Rear of the Year this year.
Now, normally when you say you're going to go about kind of organising something, it's a nice idea, but you usually
forget.
Yeah, you forget or you get distracted or...
I can't even remember why you said you wanted to be Rear of the Year yesterday.
I think we were just making predictions for 2013.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
And I wanted a Brit Award, but you told me that's too late.
Yeah, the nominations are Thursday, so that's too late.
So I thought we'd go for the next best thing.
Now, they've been on saying that your nomination is noted. What does that mean?
Okay. That's not a vote of confidence, is it?
Apparently, when a particular rear has been spotlighted on TV or radio, i.e. brought to people's attention, then they get a surge in votes. So I presume that people just have to vote for you to be Rear of the Year.
Okay. But it's been noted.
You are noted, which means I think we're a lot further along than
okay,
we were.
Okay, well, that's great news.
This time yesterday, do yeah. you not think?
Well, I think so.
I mean, they're being a little bit kind of vague and a bit cagey with me. Because I put...
Did you nominate me?
Yes.
So my only nomination...
so far...
has been noted.
But you need the people. That's what you need.
Okay.
Like, for instance, when... who was it on Strictly? Kimberly Walsh, when she was on Strictly... She got like a massive surge of nominations.
So to win this, I need to go on Strictly?
Well, no, but you have to kind of like get your rear noticed more.
Okay.
And I'll leave that with you.
Okay.
I can't do anything about that. But that's the thing.
I've got a couple of ideas.
Okay, good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we are getting the plastic sheeting ready. Well, that sounds horrible. For today's innuendo bingo. And it's going to be Radio 1's Rob the Bank. He's very excited. Chris is very excited because... he's like, well, he owns his own festival. Yeah, he does. I think Chris has got some ideas for him. Oh, God. Could be awkward.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was a weird thing. Jedward just popped in.
No, I've never met Jedward.
Hey, Scott Mills. Hey, Scott Mills. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's quite intense, isn't it?
It's intense because you don't actually need to talk. They just talk and you go, mm-hmm. Yeah? Really? Hey, we were at the European Music Awards. We saw Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, and Carr. Mmm. And we got like some crazy new songs, and they're like dubstep and brrrr. And I was like, okay. Anyway, see you, Scott Mills, bye. And you and the one that doesn't speak were just looking like, what is going on?
What can you say?
It is intense experience, but I enjoy it just for a couple of minutes. I don't know why they're here. They're here to see Greg, I think. I hope. Maybe they just pop in from time to time. Hey, do you know what you need to do to get your rear more noticed?
Well, what?
There's a show on ITV1 called Splash.
Yeah. It's a good show.
I mean, Twitter was alive with it on the weekend, wasn't it?
Mm.
Why is Joe Brand a judge?
I'm not 100% sure. It just seems like the kind of...
She did a program about diving or something once.
But I kind of enjoyed it, but I did think this is like something that I would come up with in the pub.
Yes, it is. But they put it on TV.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what you need to do. Rear noticed. Bosh, you win.
Mm.
Other people up for it include Jessica Ennis. You're going to have to go some to beat Ennis, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We are joined by the legendary Rob the Bank for Woo-hoo. Innuendo Bingo. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
I know this is not the kind of thing you would normally do. I know that you might hate it.
I was sitting having a nice cup of tea, just relaxing, got the phone call. Everyone else has dropped out. No one else is alive. Can you come and do it?
It's not really like that.
Digging the barrel. It is like that.
It's not.
Why wasn't I contacted 2 weeks ago?
I know.
Through the proper channels. I've got a manager, you know.
I know. I know. Sorry it's so last minute. A lot of people are buzzing, a lot of people hyped for Innuendo Bingo today. It's the first one of the new year. Rob, let's be honest, you don't really know what's going to happen, do you?
I don't. I had a sort of 10-second glimpse at Annie Mac in a leather skirt spitting water all over someone. And
just do that. Yeah. I mean, I know you haven't got a leather skirt.
I brought my leather skirt, but we'll try the rest.
So in a minute, we'll play one more song, which is 50 Cent and Eminem and Adam Levine. And then we've got all the sheeting ready. Basically, a lot of our listeners send in stuff that sounds a little bit naughty off the TV and radio.
Okay.
You put a lot of water in your mouth and spit at that man in front of you.
Mm. Great.
And he does the same. he'll be nice to you today, though, because you're new.
Okay, just a little bit. These are quite expensive boots, actually.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well.
If you wouldn't mind.
He's very excited to meet you today, because he's like, he's got his own festival. That's really cool.
Two festivals.
Two festivals.
I thought maybe we could link up.
Oh, God.
On a, I had a couple of ideas for my own festival.
Okay.
A testival, if you will. Just we could maybe try one out and, I don't know, we'll talk about it later.
Plastic sheeting and...
Well, you never know. This could be big on a big stage, couldn't it?
He's quite excited that you can just phone up Stevie Wonder and go, hi, do you want to play my festival?
Yeah, that's how it works, yeah. £5, you know. It's
I think that's what he thinks. Okay, we'll play My Life and then we'll get into Rob DeBank and Chris Innuendo Bingo for Tuesday lunchtime. Stay there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know in the lifts when you come up to Radio 1?
Yeah.
Have you noticed a woman sniffing the lifts?
Sorry.
There's a woman in there, and she was in there today when I came up. I don't think she's in there all the time, but she was just, you know, the where the doors meet in two?
Yeah.
Like the little crack in the door.
Right.
She was sniffing it.
Well, why was...
I don't know.
Are you sure she wasn't stuck trying to look through it? Or?
We made it all the way up to the 8th floor. But she seemed to be pressing her nose against it and kind of gently sniffing the lift.
But that means she was just desperate for fresh air, right? She was just trying to find, like...
I
you
didn't smell that bad.
She was desperate for fresh air that she had to...
Woo! Too much aftershave.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I just wondered if she was there all the time or it was just a random freak occurrence.
I've never noticed a lady sniffing the lift.
Look out for her. She's quite fun.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Radio 1's king of the left field joins us today. It's Rob DeBank.
Yeah.
Turn on the cameras. We're on. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You waving to your mum?
Yeah.
Hi, mum. Where's she right now?
I'm sort of oddly excited about doing something that I don't actually know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Sort of trepidation and trepidation.
Well, we're pleased to have you on, Rob.
Thanks.
And it's really a test of what... a filthy mind you have, really. If you do have a mind of filth, when you hear some of these clips from the TV or radio, obviously you'll laugh, and if you do laugh, the water in your mouth will spray out. And if you are a mature person and you find the humour childish and puerile, then you will not laugh, and the water will obviously not spray out over my friend here.
Okay. Wait,
but that's awkward. That's quite awkward, isn't it?
Well,
if he finds the whole game not funny.
Yes, it is.
Let's sit here for 10 minutes. That was my main worry when you asked me about it about 10 minutes ago. Yes. If I'd come on 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. That's right.
It's like,
and so it could
go either way.
If he doesn't find any of the clips funny, then it'll just be you spitting on Rob DeBank.
After having done loads of shows in here over Christmas and the New Year and not being allowed to bring any liquid of any means in here at all, I'm really looking forward to just spraying the whole place with saliva.
Okay, good. If any management are listening, we do have a lot of plastic sheeting.
Yeah, it looks like your bedroom in here, Scott.
It does, actually. Wipe on, wipe off. And now, let's play Innuendo Bingo. Okay, so take a big sip of water, both of you. Thank you. Please let us know if you're watching. Adam in Telford is waiting for the bingo in college, watching on his laptop. Alan's watching on his tablet in Gosport. Right. Okay, so first one, we are over to Holby City. Oh, I've missed this. Now, I'm not sure if this is standard medical practice.
Keep pushing blood and fluid.
I need to put a finger in the dike.
Oh, Chris has gone already. See, I think he can get struck off of that.
Very good.
Just a little dribble there from Rob DeBank, nothing more.
I need to put a finger in the dike.
okay?
Just warming up, guys. Rob, don't be afraid to soak him.
Mm.
Just because you're new at this game. Mm. Okay, over to the Great British Food Revival. And please remember, in the kitchen, always wash your hands.
In fact, it's estimated that 99% of known keepers are amateurs, just like Mel.
I can't wait to have a taste. You don't mind if I just put my finger in there, do you?
Chris has gone again. Hold the bank.
I think I missed it. I was thinking about the weather or what I was having for tea tonight.
Oh, you don't mind if I just put my finger in there, do you?
Go for it.
Can I get some more water?
Of course you can.
I'm a bit thirsty.
There you go.
Thanks.
Fill your cheeks.
Fill your cheeks. Nothing's impressing Rob so far. Awkward. Let's try this one. Now, does anyone know what the Jeremy Vine phone-in topic was on Radio 2? Because I hate to think what he asked his listeners.
I've just popped it out, and I'm just looking at it now.
Rob! You're supposed to have your water in before.
I swallowed it. Sorry. It's him. He puts too much water in his mouth each time, and he's bound to explode.
I do overfill. Try it.
Mm. Right. I'm worried. I've got fairly weak bladder, so I'm worried that you're drinking too much. And then you might actually need the plastic sheeting.
We don't want that, Rob. That would take it to the next level.
Right, then.
OK. More water, please.
I've just popped it out, and I'm just looking at it now.
OK. You know Anne Swithenbank?
Mm. Mm.
You know Anne Swithenbank? If you could ask her one question... What would it be?
Do you mollycoddle your tulips, Anne Swithenbank?
Rob's face is amazing.
I know.
He's just looking at me going...
He's like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh. We're getting there. We're warming up.
Yeah, we are. Nearly finished. No, we are. Okay. And over to Coronation Street now. Got lots of water in your mouth. Fill your cheeks. Let's go, everybody. Mm. And Gail is getting some racy storylines.
Hi, Sam. Oh, hi, Gail. Hey, do you fancy a quickie in the Rovers? I feel like celebrating.
Ah, yes. Yes, Rob.
Oh, Rob.
Straight on his head. Good work.
Do you, mate?
It'll serve you right for wearing a Christmas jumper.
Exactly. It's well into January.
Are they off now?
Yeah, I think so.
The trick is fill your... Fill your mouth more, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. Oh, yeah. Hacks, isn't
yeah. It? He's a newbie, so he's learning.
Mm. Oh, it's gone down my back.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, lots of water there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm. Impressive cheek filling. And I think they.
We didn't even go.
Oh, this was a wrong jumper.
Is that more like it?
This is much more like
into the
it.
Hang of it.
Yeah, I like it. Right. Hello, if you're watching on the website at the moment. If you're not, why not? It's good. Okay, so got your water there, mm-hmm. And I do think they've accidentally left the cameras rolling on Escape to the Country. What is going on here, please?
Let me come behind you and just feel what I'm doing. Can you see it's one hand in, one hand out. Can you feel the sort of rhythm we're getting? It's one great. Hand in, ah. Other hand in.
Right.
One hand in, ah. Other hand in.
I'll try and do better this time.
What were they doing there?
I don't know. Maybe someone saw it again. Let us know. Ready?
Mm.
Mm.
It's cold water.
Yeah, it is.
Quite cold.
The coldest. You know Raymond Blanc off of Cooking.
Mm.
What does he love?
In his 34 years in the UK, Raymond has learnt to love a good stuffing.
This is gone. Rob's not impressed. Mm. Thinks that is average.
Mm. Oh.
Mm.
6 out of 10.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, more water, please.
I might need another filling, please.
Do you want a whole cup of horn?
Trying to get in as many innuendos
yeah, like
of my own. So.
Vicky and Hull says this is classic bingo. Looks like a scene from Dexter. Okay, you never know what you might find on Bargain Hunt these days.
You'd insert them into this gadget, ram up the bottom end here, forcing it in with a wooden plug.
Mm. Everyone all right?
Mm.
More water? Chris? It continues.
Mm. On?
Yeah, it's on, yeah. I stopped it.
Mm.
Back to Bargain Hunt.
And at the same time, agitating this handle so that the unique part would be chopped into uniform pieces.
What?
I'm getting full.
Oh. Mm. You're swallowing the lot, aren't you?
Yeah. Beg your pardon.
Okay, more peas, more water. Now, you know Evan Davis off of Dragon's Den and the Today programme? I don't think he understands what you're supposed to do in World of Warcraft.
I interviewed a 65-year-old who plays in the same World of Warcraft guild as her 40-year-old son. And it's a great way for them to stay in touch without having to have a kind of phone call at an appointed time.
But I sort of, I mean, I came too early.
very slow, steady stream of water from Rob there. Very good.
I mean, I came too early.
Thank you, Evan. Oh. Okay, more, please.
Two more?
Just two more. Right? Two more. You know Nigel Slater? Off of Simple Suppers? I don't know how he gets away with it.
Drizzle your sticky sauce over the shredded meat and toss.
Last minute. Good.
Just waiting for the head to go down and then straight in.
Straight in, Rob.
Do you bring a change of clothing on Tuesdays?
No, he doesn't.
I should do.
He's never prepared.
Never do.
Right. And one more for you guys. Uh-huh. And then we'll let you go, Rob, because I know you've got much more interesting and better things to be doing. Finally, for anyone here missing Fern Cotton.
Now, today's prize is... This is so good that I'm almost tempted to enter myself.
Yes, that was a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Good old Fernie.
Yeah.
I'm almost tempted to enter myself.
Thank you, Rob, for taking up your valuable time for today's innuendo bingo. Rob DeBank.
Word up.
Word up. And make sure you join Rob Saturday morning, 5 a.m.
5 till 7.
5 till 7.
Every Saturday.
2-hour mix. Good music. And Chris, are you okay?
What?
I think you came off worse.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone that incredibly did not make it to the Sound of 2013 BBC list this year. I voted for him, but the other music tastemakers obviously weren't as keen. I remember when Becky first heard of this artist, she wasn't sure. In fact, she said it was the worst thing she'd ever heard. But since then, she's come round to him. I am talking, of course, about the one... The only Sir Dossa. And he made a song a while ago called Bish Bash Bosh, which was first mentioned on 24 Years at the Tap End. One of your friends, I believe.
Yes, it was. I mean,
I'll just play you a little bit now to remind you.
www. Think it's your lucky day. Well, it's not.
Yeah.
He's a lyrical genius. It all comes from we went to Prague. Like us and a group of mates, and when we got back, Sir Dossa, as he likes to be known, his real name's Ollie, he wrote a song all about it.
Unfortunately, that chat is not gonna be dropped, save it for a rainy day, and then yippee-ki-yay, Sir Dossa brights up the day. Bish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague, washing some banter, with your beer, not Fanta. Bish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague, washing some banter, with your beer, not Fanta.
Now, the internet has gone mad for this.
Well, this is what ridiculous. I played it. Becky said it was the worst thing she's ever heard. You sort of sat on the fence, as you normally do.
Yeah.
But the internet sort of exploded with it. Like, people started uploading it to YouTube, just the little clips from the radio. There was Facebook groups that people made about how much they love Sir Dossa.
Yeah.
Someone even sent me a photo on Twitter of a group of lads who went to Prague with shirts made saying, Bish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague.
Had a massive impact. So this is the song that he made about your trip to Prague. And we've got some exciting news for all you Sir Dossa fans out there. After 2:30, what have you got?
Well, he's made a new song. And it's a good one. I don't know. I don't want to give away the name of it yet.
All you need to know is that we have brand new Sir Dossa music after 2:30.
Sorry, I've just... One doesn't speak, just Googled Sir Dossa Bish Bash Bosh. It appears to also have been reviewed on NME at the time as
You're
well.
You're joking me.
I think we missed this one when it was... But then he's back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris has a friend called Ollie. who goes by his artist name. Is it like a rap name?
It is, yeah.
It's Sedosa.
Mm.
And this is his new track. You remember Bish Bash Bosh? It got played on the show a while ago now. First aired on 24 Years at the Tap End. People loved it. Why taking so long to come up with new material?
I don't know. I mean, he really wanted you to do the voiceover for his album, if he was to have an album.
There's one song so far.
Well, I think that's because, to be fair, he has made a couple of other songs, but none of them have really ever been near Bish Bash Bosh.
Right. Well, they're kind of like filler tracks.
Yeah, and he's been nervous about showing you them.
So this is the new big one.
So he gave this to me in the pub and was like, please give this to Scott. Please give this to Scott. But, and I was like, all right, I will. So I've got it. I've taken some clips from it.
Okay. Can't play all of it.
No.
And the track is called?
It's called Hanging in the Morning.
Now, this is a cautionary tale of why drinking a lot is bad, people. And maybe you have given up drinking for January. A lot of people have. This is the perfect song for you. Because after hearing this, you will never want to drink ever again. So let's hear the first bit of Hanging in the Morning, new Sedosa on Radio 1.
So what? It's Thursday night. Can't wait for the weekend. Let's get on it tonight. Hopefully the night will end up in the fight. I'm ready sick in the morning. I think I just might. Because we drink beer, not Sprite.
Yeah, he's moved on from the other soft drink to...
So we're on that now. So he's going out on a Thursday night.
Mm. It's a bit more dancey, this one, isn't it?
It is. It's more dancey. I like the new direction.
In the beginning, it started out as a quick drink. 10 points later, can barely think. Last night turned a little bit dire like Danny. Beating up the dance floor with skills like Danny.
Quick reference to Danny Dyer there.
Why?
I'm not sure.
Why would you do that?
I think he thinks of one word, then he just thinks of another word to rhyme.
Right, okay. Did he just quote Danny Dyer as a DJ?
I don't think so, no.
Oh.
He's going quite quick, though. You've got to keep up.
Yeah, you have to... I want to hear that a bit again. But you have to listen carefully to the words, but they're in there.
In the beginning, it started out as a quick drink. 10 points later, can barely think. Last night turned a little bit dire like Danny. Beating up the dance floor with skills like Danny.
Last night turned a little bit dire like Danny. Danny.
Yeah, clever.
Good.
Mate to my left, getting older for granny. Mate to my right, getting older for...
Yeah, and moving on... Oh, hang on. I've skipped a bit. Right, next bit. Here we go. What's that in the background?
I'm not sure. I like it.
It's a bit like that one on Solange.
It is a bit, actually. Yeah.
Has he borrowed that off of Solange?
Maybe.
Get you drunk. Waking up, still I've cut on the sofa. What happened last night? I need some closure. Got a load of texts saying, oh, you joker. When will this end? When will I be sober?
Yeah. This sounds like it is from personal experience.
Are you enjoying it?
I am.
Bosh in the bathroom, oh, what an odor. Need to take stock of things like a stockbroker.
Oh.
Because last night, went over the top. I had a little bit too much to drink and blew the lot. Bacon sarnie and a bottle of pop. Bish Bash Bosh, but I still feel such.
I like it that he's included Bish Bash Bosh in there.
Well, he knows it's a winner.
Yeah, he does. I like it when people put titles of that past songs in there. That works for me.
Get you drunk. What do we do with a drunken dosser? What do we do with a drunken dosser? What do we do with a drunken dosser hanging in the morning?
Now that is a winner.
Do you like that?
I like, is that the chorus?
That's like the breakdown bit. The chorus is the bit you did before, which you will be hanging in the morning. We'll be hanging in the morning.
Well, brilliant. Well, can you pass on? He might be listening now.
Now he wanted me to ask Live Lounge. Question mark.
I don't think we're ready for that just at this stage. Wonder doesn't speak?
No.
We're very booked up at the moment. But can you tell him that I like it a lot? I just want to hear the last bit again.
Get you drunk. What do we do with a drunken dosser? What do we do with a drunken dosser? What do we do with a drunken dosser hanging in the morning?
Robin the Tractor in Devon says, Sedosa is the next Pitbull. Absolute tune. This is as brilliant as I'd hoped it'd be. Doesn't say that. Class from Chris off of Hemel Hempstead. This sounds epic. When can we get the full version, please?
Fair few people seem to like this.
Better than Mike Skinner, but no plan B is another favourite text of mine.
Wow.
So that's Hanging in the Morning, brand new music from Ollie, a.k.a. Sir Dosser, who, let's not forget, does live in a place called Bel Air.
Mm. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just making some plans. We've got some big news on this show next week, which I can't possibly tell you at the moment. But it's big, happening next week. It's a difficult one because one of us is going to say it if we say anything more than that.
Save it for next week.
We'll tell you about it on Monday, and then it will happen on Friday. Exciting times.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Slight issue that people are noticing with the Sir Dosser song. I mean, it's getting a lot of good comments. Less negative comments than I thought it would get. Ned Bristow loves it. Tom Daniels wants Dosser to bring out an album. Cool style, man, says Sam Thomas. You made Gangnam Style huge. Maybe you make him huge too. Well, we did Bish Bash Bosh. That was big.
But I'm surprised how many people are actually liking this.
I expected
a lot of hate.
One thing, though. Does your mate Sir Dosser know Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas?
Right, and I wasn't aware of this, but seemingly that bit of it...
Listen. I'll be hanging in the morning. How did he get Fergie on the track?
I'm not sure.
Actually, Fergie does sound like she could be one of your mates.
Really?
Chango, Chinese Dave, Dosser, Fergie. Is it Fergie?
I thought we
might have problems here with copyright.
Right. It certainly sounds like her.
Get you drunk. It's off my humps, right?
I think so, but maybe he knows Fergie.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Every weekday, 4 till 7. On BBC Radio 1 Extra is Charlie Slough.
Heyo!
Hey, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, mate. How are you?
I'm really good. You don't get songs like that on 1 Extra.
Luckily.
Oi, what's wrong with that?
Oh.
You'd love to play a bit of Pink now and again.
I love Pink, actually. I used to have a massive crush on Pink.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who is it now?
I'm not sure. No one, really.
Mm. Not recovered since Pink, no?
No. She kind of captured my heart and didn't give it back.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, you're looking super tanned all the time. What's going on with this, please?
We were just talking about this, and I think
a tinted moisturiser? It's okay. Like, just because you're urban, it doesn't mean you can't wear it.
I think I might have jaundice.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm looking a bit like Homer Simpson. I think it's more yellow than brown.
Yeah, no, it's not yellow.
Really?
No. Have you been at the tanning wipes?
No, I don't do that. I just, you know, I'm very...
It's fine. It's fine if you do.
Yeah, no, I think it is fine if people do that. One man's meat is another man's poison.
That's right.
But
never heard that one.
That one? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. My dad used to say that to me.
Right. Well, yeah. Whatever floats your boat, Charlie.
Yeah. I don't actually do the whole tanning thing.
Just saying.
I'm naturally like this. Right. I am naturally.
Well, you know, we weren't when I first met you, but just saying.
What do you mean? I've always been like this. I was actually brown when we first met.
Yes.
It was in the summer.
That's right. Yeah.
And we was travelling around.
Yeah.
All the holiday islands.
Doing our gigs.
Yeah.
Did you see the show about Cavos last night?
I didn't. We've just been talking about it.
Yeah.
Because I know you was there.
Yeah, I was there. Been there a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I was there a lot as well in the summer.
I didn't see anything like that going.
No.
I didn't.
I did. I saw quite a lot of stuff going on in Cavos.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't see that going on. You need to watch it.
I heard about the sewing and...
Yeah, get back to me.
Yeah.
Right, okay, let's do Real or No Real. So Charlie's on 1 Extra every day, 4 till 7. Loads of amazing music, loads of extra hip-hop, loads of R&B.
Yeah.
And now he's playing Real or No Real on Radio 1. Greg is here on Radio 1 in 15 minutes. So, a selection of things that might be real, might be not. You tell me. 8-1-1-9, 12 points for each one you get right. Get your calculator out, Chris. Mm-hmm.
People with moustaches are 64% more likely to be called Jeff.
Wow. Wow, that is very random.
But kind of makes sense, yeah, because every Jeff I know or know of has a moustache.
Really?
Yeah, loads of people that my dad used to work with have called Jeff, all with moustachios.
Actually, Jeff Stelling, he doesn't have a moustache, does he?
No, he doesn't.
I can't think of any Jeff.
Did he used to have one?
Possibly.
Yeah.
He could grow one. He's one of those that...
Yeah.
Jazzy Jeff.
Jeff Brazier.
He doesn't have a moustache.
No, he doesn't
actually.
Have one.
He doesn't.
No.
No, so we're kind of proving this wrong at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah. I had a moustache on the weekend.
No way.
No, I did.
How?
I just grew it, because I didn't have a shave for a few days.
Over a weekend you grew it?
4 days.
You're such a man.
And I had a real big moustache.
It's actually 4 days?
Yeah. Oh. I left it, and
He's been trying 4 years.
I'm still trying.
4 years it's taken him. And look,
I shave twice a day when I wake up and before I go to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw someone on Embarrassing Bodies like that last night.
Really? What are you trying to say?
There was someone that... Anyway. So, real or no real, Jeff?
No real.
No
that
real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. I'm getting close to that holiday in Barbados.
That's right. And next, fact or not...
The medical term for brain freeze is sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia.
Is that the thing with ice cream? You're like, ow!
Yeah.
Or one of them really cold coffees that are basically just ice cream.
Yeah.
It that must hurts. Have a medical name because brain freeze is not
a
medical...
I sometimes go, oh, ice cream headache!
saying that, man flu is a medical... It's, you know, it's technically correct, but it's quite a simple way of...
Really?
That's definitely not science, though.
It is.
No, it isn't. That's not the right name for it.
Oh, you think... Oh, so it's got a longer science name.
No, I don't think it has.
It's known as man flu.
I think it's just boys moaning about
a
cold.
Oh, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yeah, did you...
Oh, I wouldn't say right, that. You're going to have the whole world on you now.
Charlie, you need to be here when he told Fern Cotton that he thought man flu was worse than giving birth.
Really?
Yes, he did.
Wow, that is a huge statement.
More painful.
I just said she'll never know what it feels like because it's man flu.
Anyway, brain freeze, is that the real name for it? Do you want to hear the real name again?
Yeah, please.
The medical term for brain freeze is sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia.
Wow. I want to say that's true. Because the person who came up with the name probably had brain freeze.
Okay, just to be I'm going to go no real.
I'm going real.
That one is real.
See?
Yeah. Charlie Sloth, you were right to go real.
You should be a doctor.
Dr. Sloth.
Can I just check the whites of your eyes to check it's not jaundice?
Please do.
You're good.
Are you sure?
I'm actually a doctor.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I was actually really worried about this.
No, it's fine.
You sure?
I'm a doctor. Yeah.
Okay.
I am, though.
I believe you.
Yeah. Next.
Russell Crowe holds a world record for the fastest cross-stitching, despite having absurdly small thumbs.
Never really noticed that on screen.
No. For what, sorry, cross-stitching?
Cross-stitch.
Now, what's that?
Is it a kind of knitting?
It is.
Sort of that is kind it? Of... Is it, like, off of haberdashery?
Okay. Cross-stitching.
I'm just getting word from the one that didn't speak, who's a big fan of the cross-stitch. If only he had a pen. Charlie Hang on, let me just wait there a second. Right, I'm back. It's okay. The kind of thing Kirsty Allsop does.
Okay.
I can't really see him doing
no.
the stitching thing, the whole
cross-stitching.
Sewing and... No.
Nah. Mm. No real.
No real.
Russell Crowe holds a world record for the fastest cross-stitching, despite having absurdly small thumbs.
I like that one. It can't be real, though, right?
That one is no real.
Ah. He's got massive thumbs.
Massive.
And here's the next one. I'm real or no real.
In a lifetime, the average person will grow about 590 miles of hair.
That's just on your face, Charlie. Yeah,
exactly.
You could do that in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
590 miles.
That's the average man. So going by that, there are people out there who do... Was that 500 miles? So people like Charlie would do, say, 1,000 miles.
I'm not that hairy. I just don't like hair on my face.
All right.
Well, I just
you don't need to show us. It's fine.
Really? Do you want to look?
No, I'm right.
Do you see my chest?
No.
My back?
No.
I've got quite a hairy back.
Oh!
And a hairy chest.
Good.
Okay, good.
And a very hairy belly.
All right, good. So...
And the tops of my legs are hairier than the bottom. Is that weird? Like the tops are hairier than the bottom. That's not normal, is it?
That's not normal.
When I go on holiday, people look at me like, have you shaved the bottom of your legs? And not the top? Bit weird.
Shapes of bottom of his legs.
They're really hairy on top. Like, do you know, where a woman would have a bikini line waxed?
Yes. Yeah.
Mine is incredibly hairy. It's wolfman hairy.
Get a wax then.
I don't really like that kind of stuff.
Why not?
I like going out in my Speedos and seeing the hair just float.
You don't see that on bit like top of leg wax.
You don't.
Do you? Okay.
I can hook you up with someone really good at waxing.
I'm happy.
Can we do this?
I really do enjoy going out in the summer.
Anyway, miles of hair.
Yeah.
Real or no real?
500 miles.
That's
no,
real.
No real.
That's real.
That one is real.
Oh. Mm-hmm. See? I'm winning again.
Yeah. And one more for y'all.
Jay-Z has the world's largest collection of penny farthings.
It is the kind of thing that someone that rich would collect just for lols.
Is that the bike with the small wheel and the big wheel?
Yes, Chris.
Yeah. Because they're vintage, aren't they?
Yeah, I can't imagine Jay-Z collecting them, though. You know, Jay-Z's very, what's the polite word? Materialistic. I can't really see him. I can see him collecting Ferraris and Lamborghinis.
Yeah, but I reckon that the ones, like, you know, the top-end ones are probably quite expensive.
The penny farthings?
Yeah.
Why does it sound funny when you say that?
That's no real. I can't believe that.
We can Jay-Z with the large... We can ring him.
Yeah, should we ring him?
Why, what do you mean number? We can ring him?
I thought you'd have his number.
I thought you'd have his number.
Have you got Jay-Z's number?
Yeah, of course I have.
Have you? No, you haven't.
Of course I have.
As if.
I've got Jay-Z, Snoop's, Nas, Kendrick Lamar's.
Have you actually got Jay-Z's number?
No, I have. Dr. Dre's, Eminem's. Of course I have. I'm a hip-hop DJ. It's my job.
That's so cool.
I don't believe him.
Of course I have.
Jay-Z, largest collection of penny farthings. Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Come on. Come on. Come on, son.
And at the end of that round, what happened there?
What happened there?
That was one of the most scary things I've ever heard.
That was up there with Gemma Kearney.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had a spasm. I don't know what to hear there, listeners. Let's not play that back ever.
At the end of that round of real or no real, here are the points.
Oh, and here's the maths. I got 24. Charlie got...
Just adding up on 12.
60. 60.
Right, good.
So how close am I to this Barbados holiday that you promised me when I first come on the show?
You're nowhere near.
Really?
Actually. No.
But when I came in, you was like, you're very close.
No, you've got enough for the Tumblr set.
Oh.
But not for the holiday as yet. But come back and play soon, Charlie.
Can I cash in for the Tumblr set?
Not now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Well, I hope you finished doing whatever you normally do when you listen to our podcast. Or you might be asleep by now, I don't know. Listen tomorrow between 1 and 4. We're live on Radio 1 at lunchtime. Come join.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.